Hello and welcome to the No Name Podcast. I am your host, Ricky, and you're probably wondering why has there been no new episode in a while. This is the episode that you're going to learn about that. So, to bring into context of what's going on, so the reason why we didn't do one last week is for the fact that Mission Impossible came out the day, it came out on a Wednesday. I decided to watch it on, came out on a Wednesday, so I decided to see it on the Tuesday before it came out to see it and all and everything, of course, and all that stuff, and decided to watch it. I was going to do the plan was to probably do a double episode day where you'll have the No Name Podcast and the No Name Gaming Podcast on the same day, which would have been that Thursday. But as you can tell, there was no episode that week. And for that, sorry, I'm trying to type in and get this all popped up real correctly and all stuff. Blinding light and everything. Everything like that. So currently as of right now, what's happening right now, there is a writers and actors strike. Well, the actor strike happened last week. They were recording this, and then the writers' strike was earlier in the year for that stuff. So, and then pretty much, what is this? So, for those who don't know, there is the SAG after strike, which is a union of actors in order for them to make sure they're getting paid correctly for that stuff. The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of television and radio artists for the full term of it. This year is normally a year when they come in to do, this is normally a time when they come in to do a negotiation with the production companies, the big companies such as like Disney, Paramount, Netflix, and all this stuff, to getting a new deal and all that stuff and everything. So that way they can pretty much be paid correctly for their services. And pretty much that didn't happen. There has been negotiations, but they all of them fell through. And of course it led to a point of where now they are now striking. Similar thing of what happened with the writers earlier ago, like before the summer, I want to say it happened, if I remember correctly. And they've been on a strike for a while, but now the actors are now joining them with them. So now they're on strike for better pay for those particularly who are not just for like movies and television shows, but who are on like networks and theaters, but particularly for the ones that are on the streaming services, because that's where the main problem is, really, of why not many people are getting paid particularly correctly for actors are not getting paid correctly when it comes to being on streaming services and everything. So that's what's going on right here right now. And the one thing about it, the one thing there has been something about is not about when it comes to not crossing that picket line is promoting stuff. So I've already mentioned what I saw already and all that stuff, but I'm not going to say anything after that and all that stuff. But I had made a decision myself that I will not be talking about any movie or TV show on the No Name Podcast until the strike is over. And also, so any future movies or TV shows that come out and I've seen, I will not be talking about them on this podcast as I am with this strike. And but doesn't mean the No Name Podcast is going to stop, because normally this is where we do talk about the movies and TV shows and all that stuff. We will be talking about other things. We will be talking about some other things that are going to happen and all that stuff, and outside of movies and television and everything. But when it comes to these two particular topics, and particularly these will not be talked about on the No Name Podcast in the near in the future for until this until of negotiations and the strike is done. I am one with the actors and the writers because most of the stuff I watch is because of them and all that stuff. The writing, the acting, all that's because of them and all that stuff and everything. You can tell them there are people that say, but what about these actors that get so much money? You do realize there are more actors than who you see and all that stuff in on television, such as like the George Clooney's, the Rob Dyer Jr.'s and all that stuff. There are other actors that do not get paid as much as they do for this job. To put this all in perspective, did you know that for an actor, and particularly for them to get health care, they have to at least obtain $25,000 in order to get health care for themselves and all that stuff. Not many actors can achieve that. For people who don't know that and all that stuff. To know, for people with regular jobs do get health care, unless you're part time or full time job. Whoever can obtain a full time job can get that automatically and all that stuff. Actors don't. And all that stuff, unless they're working at some kind of side job that gives it to them and all that stuff. But if they are strictly just doing this for acting and this is their main job and all that stuff, there's a threshold they have to reach for that stuff. And it's not as well. And again, as I go back to it, they're not getting properly paid for being on a streaming service. And that's if it's exclusively on the streaming service, or if it's something that's a TV show or a movie that was released in theaters that gets sent to the streaming service after that. But that's pretty much what this is about, what I wanted to talk about on this episode, particularly this one. As you can tell, this is a little bit more shorter and all stuff, but it's just more of a clear understanding of what's going to happen on this podcast from here on out. Again, don't worry. I have some idea. I already have some things that I want to talk about in the next episode already and everything. For explanations on the gaming podcast, that will be talked about on Thursday and everything, hopefully for a particular transaction to go through. But if not, we'll still talk about why we didn't do it. And then that'll be talked about more. But for those who are interested, who want to know more about this, there will be a link in the description to understand more of what's going on. What if you want to support the actors and writers, there's a link. There'll be more information on that too, as I get everything properly situated and what's going on. And again, as I said, movie TV show discussions will not be that are a part of within this strike. I forget what the actual word they call them and all that stuff, but pretty much it's the companies that provide the job, the streaming service stuff and everything. And hopefully everything gets better, because that's what it is. See, and I forget now, if you to provide a little more clear understanding of what it was caused by: lack of agreement of a new contract, disagreements over streaming residuals, and regulation of self tape auditions. I don't know much about that, but we'll see what happens. And then the next one, which is a big one in my opinion, is studio usage of artificial intelligence to scan actors' faces to generate performances digitally. Now, particularly what that could mean is they can use artificial AI to scan actors' faces, pay them for the day, and then use them in the whole throughout the whole time. And they're only going to pay them for that part of the day of filming and all stuff, and never after that, and not after that. That's not good. That is not good at all, because they're not going to get properly paid, particularly, especially if it's going to be something that's going to end up on a streaming service too. So, sucks. But other than that, this has been the No Name Podcast. If you happen to be watching this on YouTube, don't forget to drop a like, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already for any future stuff. Oh, that's another thing. I forgot. There will be no reactions, No Name reactions to trailers too, also. So we won't be doing that, unfortunately, and everything. And again, for that. So no trailer reactions, no movie TV talk on the No Name on this podcast and for that stuff, unfortunately. And but again, we'll try to figure out some ways to put more stuff. But other than that, again, if you're on YouTube, like, subscribe. If you want to talk about what you think about the strike, go ahead and leave those in the comments below. If you haven't been listening to this on any of the stream of any of our audio services, drop a rating if it's available and everything, and I'll drop a comments below too if those are available to you also. But other than that, thank you for watching today's episode. We'll see you next time. Peace.